Rob, why don't you do the honors? Bring on our guest.
Well, we're pleased to be joined by the multi-talented and one and only Trish Stratus, former WWE Women's Diva Champion and a very successful businesswoman. Trish, welcome to Cardboard Connection Radio. How are you?
I'm great. How are you guys?
We're doing good.
We're having fun on a Wednesday night.
Good. Sounds like it's fun.
Absolutely.
You know, I'm wondering, we need to get Trish Stratus a luchador mask with the Toronto Maple Leafs on it, please.
Oh, if I go back, it's yours. I'm hooking you up.
That's kind of really cool, isn't it?
I know, right? I couldn't believe it. When I saw them, I was like, it was like one of those things where, you know, I'm not real sporadic on purchases like that, but I'm like, I got to have that. I have to have
that. Oh, my God. Yeah, that's like combining the best of all worlds.
Right?
I would like wear that in my house all day long and go to hockey games like that, and no one would know.
Last night, my kids went to bed. I put the mask on about an hour after. I went in a room crazy, and they were like freaking out. They loved it.
Nice. Very good parenting. Excellent. It wasn't Halloween. That was after Halloween. Just being clear on that.
Yep. Absolutely. Trisha, I said earlier in the show, and I know you're not going to remember this, and it's totally cool because you've got to do thousands and thousands and thousands of interviews. But this is actually the second time you've been on our show. The first time, I don't know, and I know you're not going to remember, but you might remember the event. It was a THQ event done in Times Square in New York City for one of the WWE wrestling games.
Okay.
And they had a bunch of you guys out there.
Yes.
Yeah, and they had a bunch of you guys out there for promoting the game. It wasn't, you know, I know we're on 13 now. I'm thinking it was more like 6 or 7, so it was a couple years ago. And you cut one of the greatest promos for this show ever, and we changed the name of the show. And sometime in my lifetime, I have to see if I can have the honor of getting you to do it again for us. But you were
awesome.
You're
telling me you didn't dig it up for the purpose of this interview?
I could pull it up, and I promise.
That kind of would have been – I want to hear it. I'm sure everybody listening right now wants to hear it.
Yeah.
No
pressure,
though.
And I don't have it because it's not our property anymore. But, you know – Anyway, it involves stratisfaction.
Well, you know what? Let's just everybody just wait in anticipation, and we will get it to the world.
There you go.
Awesome.
I'll tell you what. I will do my best to try to acquire it back and get it up on our site so people can hear it again. I will do that.
That would be cool. That would be cool.
All right.
Cool. Well, good to talk to you again.
Well, we're happy to have you, too, and congratulations on your DVD. I mean, you know, it's funny because when I saw this, you know, come through, I was like, man, you know, wrestlers and yoga, it's like the new thing. And, you know, I saw Diamond Dallas Page, and I talked to him about his product, and, you know, he's doing something, you know, something involved with yoga. And then I saw yours, and I know you've been a fitness nut your whole life. I mean, you know, from the time we talked last time, we even talked a little bit about fitness. So I know that that's near and dear to your heart. But how do you go from wrestling in the WWE to coming out with yoga videos?
What do you mean? That's a very natural transition. I know, it's like total opposite ends of the spectrum. But honestly, I got to be honest, it was the yoga, I'm sure I've said it a million times, but the herniated disc that I suffered during wrestling was what led me to yoga. And as a type A personality, the idea of yoga, it was like, no, I'm going to do my to-do list in my head. It's not a workout because a lot of people have those sort of preconceived notions of what yoga is. So yoga didn't seem like a real, something that would fit into Trish Stratus's life. And then, of course, I had this herniated disc in my back, and I had to go, and, you know, this was in 2004, I believe it was, when I got squished by Viscera.
Yeah.
You know, 500 pounds. I have to go fix my back. and so I physiotherapy wasn't helping, and very frustrating. Obviously, I was just starting to wrestle more, so it was a really exciting time in my career. And I think I was, you know, 5-time champion at the time, so things were going really good. Oh, wait, hold on. I was actually a 5-time champion. I had the belt and everything, so things were on a roll. Let's just say that.
Yeah.
And then, of course, I get hit with this herniated disc. They have to write me off the storylines, and I just go to rehabilitate my back. Nothing's helping. Got Vince calling me saying, hey, when are you coming back? And, you know, and it was really frustrating as an athlete to just be, you know, couldn't even sit more than 30 minutes at a time. And then I went to my first hot yoga class, and it was crazy. It was like my body right away said, yep, this is it. You need to do this. So I just kept going to class every day. I just noticed I was just getting a little bit better, more mobility in my back and my neck. And 2.5 months later, went every single day and basically, completely reversed the damage. And went back, wrestled, finished up my career, you know, another championship. And it was just, it really changed my life. I thought, okay, I'll do this for now because it'll help me get back into the ring. And then it just stayed with me. You know, it was something that I did on the road. It was something that, and people saw it. I mean, people were like, wow, you look different. When I came back, I don't know if you recall, there was the match I came back after my back injury was, I guess, Victoria and Tori and Candice
yep.
were kind of doing their thing. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
And so I came back with Ashley, actually. She kind of did a surprise announcement.
Right,
I came back.
All right.
You remember that? Yeah. So.
Yep.
That was my return, and like I just was a different athlete. I just moved differently. I recovered differently. I was more agile, and so everything just changed. And then going on this like 300 days of the year on the road schedule just suddenly seemed kind of easy. It was before like a real oh this is hard and poor me, and then it just was easier. And I realized it was the yoga in my life, and so that's kind of how I got into yoga, and it made me a better performer. So I stuck with it, and when I retired, I loved it, what it did to my life. So it's something I pursued, and eventually, like you mentioned. And I ended up opening up a yoga studio, spreading the word, and then put out my first video in 2011, which is Stratus for Yoga. And then now I got Stratus for Yoga for Men.
Natural. That's what's interesting about, you know, yoga has that stigmatism of that it's, you know, ladies exercise or whatever. But you and Joe have teamed up to present an entirely different, you know, format for men. And so how did you hook up with Joe and how did this come to fruition?
Well, I think that was one of my biggest struggles. As a business owner, I opened up the studio in 2008, and lots of ladies in there doing the yoga in the beginning, and no men. And it was to the point where I would like men, you know, I'd go, oh, you know, you guys should try it, and the guys would be like, oh, no, I don't do yoga. Like it was so like not a guy thing, you know.
That makes no sense to me because first of
really?
All, you're too Stratus, and if you asked me to do yoga,
I didn't say I'd be doing the yoga with them.
Yeah,
maybe that was the key. I should have said I'll
okay.
be actually. Actually teaching the class.
There you go. I mean,
well,
that would
people,
be a no-brainer. I mean,
yeah.
I'd be like, yeah, just to hang out with you and just say,
yeah,
yeah, that's
just
cool.
Hang out
Let's
with you
it.
For an hour and a half in
yeah.
a hot room. Woo.
And I'll be sweaty and I'll be in pain when it's all over. But hey, it was.
But
cool.
it'll be worth it.
Sure.
yeah. No, but really, it was like, I mean, I guess, you know, think about it. It was about 4 years ago, so it wasn't as mainstream as it is now. Like, you know, nowadays, everybody knows Lululemon. It's kind of like, you know, it's just the thing right now. But back in the day, it really wasn't. And, you know, I even had a yoga for guys who like fries class. And it was all guys class. Yeah. You know why? Because guys were like, what is it? That's like for like those bendy dudes. And like, you know, I'm not like that. I'm not a vegetarian. Like, literally, that would be the word. I'm not a vegetarian. I'm like, what does that have to do with doing yoga? Okay, we need to re-educate people. You know, so and the guys were like, oh, no, honestly, I don't want to look like an idiot in front of the chicks because they knew there's lots of girls in the class and heaven forbid the guys can't do the moves. So I created this yoga for guys who like fries to get rid of like, you know, don't worry, any common average Joe can do yoga. And then it was an all-guys class, so nobody had to feel like an idiot, and they don't care who they're in front of. So, and then eventually I let my little birdies out of the nest, and they got into the mainstream classes. And at one point it was, like, honestly, 80-20 with girls versus, you know, males in the studio. And then now it's, like, 60-40. So little things like kind of getting the guys into it, it took me about a year of kind of re-educating people on what yoga was. People thought it was, you know, stretchy poses and incense and pretzel poses and, you know, and so I went out there and said, no, actually for me, as a pro athlete, I use it as a tool to condition my body. It's what keeps me in shape. It keeps me performing at my, you know, top level. So I think that's kind of, it started to shift when, you know, athletes started talking about it. I had the Toronto Maple Leafs in my studio. I had the Toronto Argonauts in my studio. I created a Stratus for golfers program. So then guys were like, oh, yeah, I'm just doing this for my golf game. And so to bring me back to Joe, so that's actually how I started talking about it with Joe was so if you can picture the scene, here, I'm going to set the scene for you. Me, Joe Carter, Charles Barkley, Kenny Lofton. We're talking about
okay,
yoga.
Okay, now I could see Kenny Lofton and Joe Carter doing yoga. I cannot picture Charles Barkley doing yoga, but go ahead.
No, he's probably as good as he plays golf. That's how good yoga is. So I was saying, yeah, I'm doing this yoga thing. And, you know, I kind of said, okay, well, honestly, they said, oh, I said, no, it's actually challenging. And I said, you know, and to be honest, guys, it'll help you with your yoga game, with your golf game. If you think about the balancing and the twisting. And I said, here, let's try a few things. So we kind of did a couple things and they're sort of balancing all over. And it was kind of funny. But then the next year at the tournament, you know, Joe does an annual tournament here in Toronto. It's called the Joe Carter Classic for the Children's Aid Foundation. And a bunch of celebrities, it's all celebrities do it every single year. So it's a lot of fun. And, you know, the following year, Joe said, you know, that yoga thing, like my knees are killing me, and like when I'm traveling, I can't work out, and it'd be great to have a little routine to do in the hotel room. So I put a little routine together, and then the following year, it was kind of like one of those, can you bring your team and let them show us like how to do these things? It'd be great if we kind of do some yoga for golfers before we hit the greens. I said, sure. So each year kind of became a little bit more accepted yoga, and then finally, Joe and I just said, you know what? Let's capture this, because honestly, if people, especially guys, could integrate this into their everyday, it'd be fantastic. So he was awesome. What a great sport for deciding, hey, I'm going to do this. I kind of dabble at yoga. I might suck in this video, and he did in the certain poses, not so great, but it's okay. And we collaborated with a producer friend of mine. Her name's Alana, and we put together this great video. And I put together a program that's 25 minutes, hits every single body part. It's a real quick workout, a lot of fun, because really Joe and I just have the banter, and he's being silly, and he's falling over the place at times and stuff. So you're doing the video, you'll get a great workout out of it, but you're also enjoying us chatting and having this banter, and we talk about our careers and kind of performing at that level. So great project. Everyone came together, and it's been really well received since we released it.
And let's talk about
it
that.
It turned into a cool collectible as well, because
that's what I was going to say.
First edition, you guys both autographed it, right?
Yeah, it was, we were like, oh, this would be awesome. I said, first of all, it was the timing of everything, right? We were just commemorating the 20th anniversary of the Blue Jays World Series win, which is huge in Toronto. And for us Torontonians, it is our proudest moment in all of sports,
Our
so
co-host
really
Dave can concur.
Yes?
Oh yeah,
absolutely.
Yeah, those 2 years those 2 years when the Blue Jays ruled the roost was when America wanted to be Canada, so it was awesome.
For once, right?
It was. We owned their trophy.
I don't know.
Oh,
I love Toronto,
totally did.
And anytime I go, I forget all about America, so it's all good.
Well, we thought we'd take advantage of that opportunity to kind of highlight that and, commemorate it. So we took 20 copies, and it was just, it was a fluke. The day we gave out some at the Joe Charity, Joe Carter Classic Charity Tournament, and we thought, okay, well, let's get together and let's sign a couple. So we signed 20 copies, and so when the release came out November 1st, we kind of said, okay, at midnight we're releasing, the first 20 copies are going to be signed by both of us, and it sold out in 4 minutes, and it was really cool. So, yeah. And so who knows? Some of it's floating out there. I'm sure it'll pop up on eBay soon.
Now you're already in the process of putting out a second wave that'll be signed by you, but not Joe, right? So
yes.
I mean, the collectability is there. But listen, guys. I mean, first of all, Trish, and we do collectibles. I mean, that's our thing. And you don't have a ton of autographs out there in the collectibles world. A lot of people have signed, their lives away. You look at a guy like Pete Rose, he signs everything, including small children. So to get your autograph is a pretty good coup. So to get it and then also have a workout that could actually get you in shape and get you feeling good is a pretty good combination. I think I want to pick one up because I've been doing P90X on and off, and I'd love a change, and I got to be honest with you, it'd be more fun probably watching you guys on the video than Tony and those other guys. So I have to give it a shot. You know what I mean?
Good. I'm glad, and it's true. There's a couple elements. You'll get a great workout. You'll watch Joe Carter and I have banter. You get this signed memorabilia thing, limited edition. That's it's a neat thing to have in your collection. It's Movember. Are you guys growing your mustaches, by the way?
I started yesterday.
Okay. So it's officially mustache growing season, right?
Yeah.
Thankfully, I'm Greek. I'm involved,
You're not growing a mustache, though, Trish.
There was a weird pause there. Everyone's like, what? No, I don't have a mustache. Okay.
Right, good.
Just saying that. But I am a Mo sister, or Sista, as we call them. And what we're doing for the month of November is any DVD that is bought during November, we are going to donate a portion of the proceeds to Movember. So we're kind of doing it for a great cause as well. And overall, Movember's whole movement is to raise awareness as far and funds for men's health. So what better way but then to be preventative about your health? And so yoga would help. So it all works. It's a good thing.
And where can they get the DVD, Trish?
TrishStratus.com.
That's pretty easy.
Stratosphere Shop.
Doesn't get easy.
Easy.
Love
the
name.
Can't forget
dude.
That.
The Stratosphere Shop is awesome. Everybody, go check it out. Because you know what? If yoga is not your thing, which it should be for this, for not only the cause and for the Trish autograph, she has a ton of other stuff there for sale, including autograph stuff. So check it out for sure. It's simple. You can't forget it. www.trishstratus.com. www.thebestofwrestling.com. And just to keep it to a little bit of collectibles with you, we're looking forward to seeing your upcoming products in the new Topps WWE Heritage product, because you're going to have a WrestleMania mat card and a retro sticker insert and a couple other cards in one of the new WWE products. So you're going to finally be back in the collectibles world that we know. So that's
yay.
Really
cool.
You know what? I'm actually considering doing, like, Stratosphere Shop. We have these meetings every so often and talk about, like, what goes. And, you know, I'm super excited about these cards coming back. And when I announced it on my site, people were just going nuts. They're so excited to, you know, collect it. And I think we're going to do an exclusive card set because, I mean, I have a bajillion pictures. I have almost 100 covers. Who knows? I mean, there's so much I can do with cards. And at one point, I had a Topps card that, you know, I had done a special edition with them. It was something that we, or I think it was Fleer at the time, but we did a special edition card for a show, and I kissed 50 cards.
Yes.
Which was more
work. I own one of those, actually.
The thought of it was a lot, you know, easier than the actual process. I was like, did I actually decide I wanted to do this? So I kissed 50 cards, and we released them. And, oh, my God, they went like hotcakes. So
yeah.
I'm thinking, you know, we're doing a Black Friday sale coming up on the 23rd, and Stratosphere Shop will be releasing a bunch of new items. I have a poll right now on TrueStratus.com. Go to the shop page, and there's a poll, and people are, you know, putting down their favorite products. So there will be some new products. But I'm thinking there should be an exclusive Trish card coming up.
That would be awesome.
I think so, too. And when you make that happen, come back on and you can tout that too.
Absolutely.
I don't know if I'm going to kiss it again, though. That was a lot of work.
So talk about that real quick, because we know you don't have a ton of time tonight. But what in the world? I mean, we thought Fleer was crazy when they did that, you know, because we're like, you know, how are these going to come out good? There's probably going to be 15 messed up by the time they get them all done correctly. But what was the process like? I mean, did you literally have to just pucker up and just put the card to your lips? How did that work?
Yeah, and then there's moments where you're like, oh, my lips look ugly there, and, you know. You know, I don't want people to judge me on my lips, you know. And then me with the Greek, the mustache getting in the way. No, I'm just kidding. Sorry, guys. Just keeping it light. No,
you have the limited edition Trish Stratus lipstick
mustache.
Hair. Hair variation. Call it now.
Oh, my God, that's fantastic. So I call it the Greek. Greek. Oh, my gosh. No, it was a lot of work. It was like, you know, you had to find – first of all, there was like, oh, wait, that lipstick doesn't work. Let's – hold on. I would never wear that color. You know what I mean? So there was a lot of thought going into it. To be honest, crazy idea. Crazy idea, but very well received
really
by the collectors.
Well, yes, collectors love them. Love them.
Mm-hmm.
Love them. And
well, I have every
over.
Trish Stratus card that's ever been out, ever.
Cool.
So I have quite the collection myself.
And we know you're a huge sports nut too. So I mean, what do you collect? Anything else? Do you collect memorabilia of anything else?
Well, I have. I got in this little. I always call myself a bit of the like a tomboy. Everybody knows me. I'm not really a girly girl. I'm kind of the son that my parents never had. That's the way. I'm just sort of a, you know, a tomboy, you know. But the one thing which is totally ironic, but I do collect Barbies, because
cool.
When I retired, yep, I graduated from, I got into universities. When I got accepted, my aunt gave me this, you know, special Barbie. It was like one of those, you know, beautiful collector Bob Mackie ones, really expensive. And I was like, ooh, cool. So I then, because my husband and I, we are collectors. So, I mean, if I could show you guys my wrestling figure collection, it's insane. I have two giant bookshelves full of just wrestlers, of course.
Come on, you're on
shelf.
Twitter. Take a picture of that bad boy. Put that up there. We want to see it.
I'm sitting on my – okay, I will. When we're done, I'll go take a picture right away, and I'll put it up there. But it's crazy. You'll see there's a whole Trish shelf, of course. But,
very cool.
So we're collectors. We always have been. You know, we used to go to card shows, and we would go to toy shows. And, you know, my brother-in-law had a comic shop, and right now he's got an online comic shop. So I used to be heavily into comics with him. He got me into, like, Danger Girl and all these comics back in the day. Because we go out and see all these starting lineups, and we'd pick up all the starting lineups out there. And well, I was like, oh God, they have Barbies here. So it became my thing. He'd pick up the starting lineups and the wrestling figures, and then I would pick up the Barbies. So we have a giant collection. And to be honest, my brother-in-law is doing a show this weekend, actually, up in Toronto. It's just a small toy show. So we're like, let's go into the vault. And it's just hilarious, because I literally pulled out this, like, we had these crazy, we thought, oh, my God, we must have thousands of dollars here. And, you know, sometimes you think some figures are worth thousands and they're really not.
Of course.
You know, you go on eBay, you're like, oh, it's like worth $5. That's
$5
for like 20 years ago.
Yeah, that's the nature of collecting.
I did find I did find a 1995 in-package Joe Carter that I texted him, and I said, look what I found. And he was quite impressed that I had that, and I looked like some nerd girl, you know, to him. But I said, I guess he didn't know I was a nerd girl. And then, of course, I found one of him from, like, who knows when, but he was in his Cardinals outfit.
Very cool.
Uniform? Nice. Wait, I guess a girl just called the uniform outfit. But,
sure.
And, yeah, good. So that was, that he was, you know, he liked that. He thought that was kind of neat that I had that. So maybe I'll sell it with one of the a certain
with the video.
Number of
there you go.
DVD. You'll get like Joe Carter's figure.
That's so funny.
Yeah. So that's kind of cool. So that's my collectibles story, and I will go and take a picture of my collection because it's pretty awesome, I must say.
Well, we want to see it.
So are you, and we appreciate your time tonight.
Thanks, guys.
Can't say how happy we are for your success. I don't know how much of the show you caught, but. One of the things that we really think highly of you is the fact that when you left the world of wrestling on top and you've built your career and you've built your own career out of that and superseded everything and succeeded to a level that a lot of performers in the world of wrestling don't get to do. And you earned a lot of respect from all of us and, of course, your fans. And we wish you continued success. So thanks for joining us tonight. And
the best of luck
with this and in the future.
Thank you. I appreciate it. And I'm going to go get that picture tweeted to you guys. And I think everybody should tweet there's some sort of Trish Stratus collectible tonight.
There you go.
I think that's the move. I think that's the move.
Go run, people. Get your stuff.
Get your Trish Stratus collectibles. And like I said, we'd love to have you back sometime and open up
Sounds
our phone
good.
Lines and let our guys talk to you. They're in our chat room and lining up. But we got to let you go because we got to end the show. But we appreciate
it
again. And we'll look forward to that picture. And I'm going to dig up some Trish Stratus gear to post up on Twitter as well.
Awesome. Thanks, you guys. A lot of fun.
All right.
Trish, thanks.
Take care. Thanks, Trish.